Good. Okay. Well, have some drill and also need a hard hat. We're gonna wear a hard hat here. Okay. And we got a square. And just stand to my side. Okay. We got a power saw here. And we got a handsaw. And we got some earmuffs for the loud noise. We got a level. And we got some sandpaper. Anyways, the most important thing is that we have all the tools. There's still some more tools somewhere. Oh, here they are. Oh, here they are. Okay. Even some more tools. Anyways, before we start, we need to have some kind of a plan, right? Well, they call it a blueprint. Okay? Let's unroll it. You see it there? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Let's see if we can build something close to that, okay? And one of the important things is God's given us a plan for building our lives. Our lives are like a house. We're going to build something. First of all, we need a good foundation. So we're going to get a foundation here. We have to prefab it. So we'll just put this blueprint here and see if we can come up with the right. Okay. Here, we have to prefab it. Thank you. And this is the foundation. It goes just like this. Okay. Now, we put it all together. Now, what we need is walls. You see, the thing is we need some protection around us. And it's important that we have the right walls in our building. Okay. I think we'll get this right here. I think we got it right here, right here. Okay. Now, we're going to get, you can hang on to that. We're going to get a drill out here. Whoops. Okay. Now, we're going to get the right tools and the right equipment here, and we'll get it going. Okay. Oh, I got some screws. Okay, we're ready to put the screws, put it together now. Okay, just hang on. There we are. Oops. Yeah, it wasn't quite right here. This one. Gonna make sure it's square. Okay. Okay, there we are. Are we got it square here? Okay. Okay, I think we got a square now. It says in Proverbs that a house is built with wisdom, okay? And we need some walls now. And we need truth and righteousness in our household. And so the Word of God can help us to get truth and righteousness. Okay, that should fit just like so. Hey, it's fitting. That's good. Hey. Okay. Hey, well, there's somebody looking through the window here already. Hold it real close. And we need honor and respect in a home. You can bring it along. And I got another window here. Good. And my little son Brandon is going to hold it for me here. And we'll put it together. And the house wouldn't be complete unless we could get in and out of a house. So we need a door. Okay, it should fit. Okay, Brandon, you want to hold it there? We'll get this thing together here yet. And it talks about Jesus being the door. And if we go in and out and find pasture, hey, it actually works. One thing that Jesus said we need to build a house. He gave a parable of a man who built a house on sand, and then when water came, it all kind of floated away. But we're to build our house on a rock. And who represents that rock? Jesus represents that rock. But the house isn't much good unless we have a roof on it. So we better get a roof on here. Okay. Need you to hold it here for me, please. So here we are. And we find that as we serve God, Jesus wants to be a covering for us, to cover us because there's evil everywhere, and it says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And it'll keep the rain off. Okay, there's now the front. Okay, good. Just put it. Well, it's nice to have the gable ends, but now we need something more to cover it up. Okay, here comes the roof. Find the right screws for this one. Oops, okay. Now we're going to see which side this is going to work on here. We got it all planned out here. So get it right. Okay, this one fits on this other side. Okay. Just hold it here. Okay, there. Okay, we're going to get it together here yet. Okay. Just like that. As long as it's in the middle there. And we got her. Okay. One on this side, and then we got her made. Okay, good. Okay, the other side, and we got the house up here. Can you put this on the bottom here, there, like that? Just shine it toward the back. Close enough. Sure, we get the right here. There we are. Thank you. Now, that was a quick house build. And does it look close to what it looks like here? Pretty close. Please leave it in there. And Jesus said that he would help us in living our lives so that we can build a good life. And this is the plan that God's given to us to live our lives. And I want you to notice the verse. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So it starts with the parents, mom and dad, if they come to know Jesus as Savior, what a difference it makes in a household. And then in Ephesians it says to submit to one another, even as parents. But I find that sometimes we get the wrong impression about submitting. You know what that verse is? There's another S in that verse. It says serve. Submitting means to serve one another, to love one another, to care for one another. It doesn't mean I'm the boss and everybody has to obey me. No, we serve one another. Then it says in Ephesians, children should do what to their parents?
Obey.
Obey their parents, right.
Preach it, Pastor.
Yes. And that's important. And we're to honor mom and dad because there's a promise that comes with it. His word gives us the promise that he would bless us and watch over us and protect and keep us. And there's so many blessings in God's word. And there's a song that we sing, Standing on the Promises. And that's when we build our house or our home on Jesus, it's going to last for all eternity. And you know what? We can keep decorating in that house. We can put nice pictures in there, put scriptures on the wall. Yes, right. And Brandon told me something. When we're faithful, we serve Jesus. Guess where we're going? To heaven. And Jesus is building us a house in heaven. More beautiful than this. And it's bigger than this. More exciting than this. So we want to be faithful. And Jesus said we're to be the light of the world. I have a little light in there, but you can't see it very good. If all the lights were out, you'd see it. But it says a house that's on a hill, it won't be hid because the light's shining through the windows. So if our lives are being lived for Jesus, the things we say and do will be a light to the world. They'll look at us and say, oh, that's a nice place to be. So we're going to pray now that God would help us to build our lives on Jesus and that we would be a light to the world. Can you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you're that great house builder. You're the builder of our lives, and you've given us a blueprint that has eternal blessings to it. So, Father, bless every parent, every child, and pray, Lord, that even as we've heard this morning, even dedicating ourselves again to God so that we could be faithful, so that someday when you call us home, we'll go to heaven to the place that you've prepared for us. Bless each one and help this be a great day as we remember to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, back to Amy.